to report on Derek Martin. Had an ankle sprain. He will be doubtful for this week's game. Mike Montgomery also had an ankle sprain, and he will potentially be doubtful. With that, I'll take your questions. Derek Martin's been outstanding on special teams. He really has, and you know, hopefully he can get back sooner than later. But that's you know, he's made a big impact, and that's what we saw of him coming over here from Baltimore, and he's done a very good job for us. Ryan is probably about the same place where it was last week. You know, we'll take him through the rehab on Wednesday, and you know, as far as potential practice on Thursday. So he has slightly improved. We're going to play it the same way. I'll just answer that question right here. You know, I'm not going to get into who's playing, how long, if. You know, we're playing, but you know, the game planning for this game will go accordingly, just like it always has. Now, if players' health issues, we'll go through the same process. And you know, when we sit in here on Friday, we'll make final decisions. We're going to game plan for the Arizona Cardinals, and then we're going to decide, you know, anything to do with personnel, health, and so forth at the end of the week like we always do. I'm not sure what you asked. You mean, why wouldn't I game plan for him?
No. Why would you said you are going to game plan?
I'm asking you, why wouldn't I game plan? I mean, we play him Sunday.
This game doesn't matter. Why do you deal what you think the weaknesses are before you play them in the playoffs?
Well, I'll just say this. Every game plan that you have going into a game, you don't run every one of your plays. So, I mean, I think any NFL football team in all three phases could play a doubleheader from a game planning standpoint if they needed to. So I'm not worried about showing anything or I mean, you play football games to win games, and that's not going to change. It really just, I guess it depends on your view. I mean, I think, frankly, a lot of this is gets overhyped. I mean, game planning and so forth. You know, football is about fundamentals and the people that do that win games. You know, putting this individual against that individual. I mean, you try to do that, but also the opponent has the ability to grab the chalk and get on the board too and take that away from you. So I mean, that component never changes. You know, if we do play them in 2 weeks. Great, we'll be ready. If we don't, we're going to make sure we're ready for them this week. I mean, that's our approach. Yeah, I understand the desire to ask those questions. As far as who plays, where they play, how long they play, those are all part of game plan decisions. I'm not going to get into those situations. I'm a joiner.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
When you have to play, whatever, 90% chance that you play.
Is it 90?
Apparently.
Okay.
People would like better talent.
Oh, I'm learning here too.
I mean, tonight is bad. But
correct.
What I'm trying to understand is, all right, so you play in the second week, then a role in the second week. We saw the value of, like, when you unveil the cycle and how much it
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is a value to holding some things back in this game because you don't want to see what it's done, right?
Well, the reality of psycho, we'll use that as the example that you're. If I recall that the particular game in Chicago, we ran it five plays. It worked, but you know. At the end of the year, and at the end of every game, when you go back and you evaluate the plays that count probably the most, it's your base concepts. It always is. You're, you know, everybody, everybody's known for something at this point in the season. We're not going to change the way we approach games, the way we play games, and I'm sure our opponent's not going to this week or next week. So, to me, I think a lot's being made. So, but it's also part of game planning. I mean, it serves me no good to sit here in the best interest of our football team and to discuss those things today. I think it's a totally different situation. In Detroit in 07, we had a bye week following. So I think this is a totally different situation. Yes. I think there's definitely benefits to New, you talk about New England's approach or New York's? Because New York needed. But they both had. Well, New York, I guess, didn't have the bye week afterwards. No. Yeah, definitely. There's benefits. Momentum's a benefit. I mean, that's obvious. We have a lot of momentum the second half of the season, so you want to keep that going. Yeah, I mean, the health of your football team is really the one aspect you can't control. Now you can lessen the risk factor of injury by trying to save a certain individual, and I'm aware of all that. We've talked about all those different options and so forth, and those are the things that you look at, and we'll do what's in the best interest of our football team.
Mike, do you talk about the idea of staying out there?
Really? Number one, it's a hypothetical. Number two, I would lean against that. I don't believe in the philosophy of that. I think when you take your football team out of its routine, to me, I think routine's a big part of human regularity, and to change, because you're playing in Arizona 2 weeks in a row, it's a 3-hour trip. I've coached on the West Coast. That's a different situation, flying from San Francisco to Philadelphia and then going home and coming back and going down to Miami next week. That's a lot different than I think in our situation going out to Arizona. It really comes off of the last question is I think it's about regularity. We keep our away and home schedule as close as we can to one another. As far as the time that they're finished on Saturday, obviously you have to factor in the travel, but try to get to the opposing city as fast as we can to get them on the same program. Encourage them to go to dinner with one another. I think it's great for group dynamics, team building. You'll see a number of our positions eat dinner together in opposing cities. We have the chapel at the exact same time. So the schedules home and away are as close as they could be, obviously factoring in the travel time. Oh, it's a big challenge. I mean, everybody's in a position they're in for a reason. I mean, we've earned this playoff berth, with 10 wins. Obviously, people have played better, but the NFL is a great example of you get what you earn, and we're gonna have to earn it on the road, and we feel good about our chances. Brandon Jackson played very well yesterday, played exceptional also in the Pittsburgh game. So, as far as opportunities, we feel we're fortunate with our whole perimeter group. You just spread the ball around, and you like to see guys like Brandon, when they get the opportunity, take advantage of it. Brandon's going to receive the game ball on offense this week, so I was excited with his performance. Atari Bigby. Spencer Havner on special teams. Jerry Swin also got the big hit award on special teams. And I think Johnny Jolly. Yeah, I think Atari's really been consistent for the most part of the season. I mean, just, you know, the communication part of it. I mean, his role's different in this defense than it was in the prior defense. So what I like about Tari is he's now been given some opportunities, and he's making those plays. You know, a lot of times when you're the deep safety, you don't hear much about him. That's probably a good thing. So, but I think his communication and his consistency, you can tell the defensive players are very comfortable with him back there. So that was something that goes back to 2 years ago that was evident when he became the starter. You know, he's someone that they trust, and he's someone that they believe in, and he definitely has the ability to make big plays. And, you know, that obviously evident yesterday with his two big interceptions. Did not have concern with our defensive line, and frankly, the number one objective was run defense. I felt that was the area in my prior 3 years that it needed to improve. And any time you set out to accomplish something for your football team, primarily on defense, and you're sitting there at number one, I think it speaks volumes, because you still have to, you know, make the offense one-dimensional. And I understand that the offense is, in today's game, we're going more with the passing game, but the ability to shut down and run and dictate the flow of the game, and it helps you with your calls, you know, from Dom's standpoint. But you know, we're very pleased with our production so far in the run game. I'm sorry? Okay. Well, you know, if you break a run down versus a pass, I mean, to have a long run come out, really the back, you get the back to second level, he makes a free safety miss. You know, you got a number of individuals that are doing a job exactly right or being productive. Or sometimes you can have a breakdown in a passing game, and where one player can make up the difference and make a couple guys miss in space. So I think it is, in my opinion, a little harder to generate big plays running the football than throwing the football. So. And I think if you'd ask any defender, when a team is running the ball on them, I mean, that definitely gets to them, because since we've all started playing this game, the first thing you ever learned on defense is you got to stop the run first. Not really that far yet into the game planning. Our schedule this morning is that the players are they've been in already to do their weight training, and they're meeting with the individual coaches right now going through the film. So as far as any game planning on who's playing where, we haven't got into that yet. Well, it happens. Right? I mean, it's officiating. It hasn't always gone our way, but I forget the gentleman's name, but I talked to him on the sideline about it. You know, the way he saw it is, you know, based on definition, it's the correct call. Now, you know, whether I agree with it or not, that's for another day. But, you know, it's, Spencer, I don't think Spencer was blatant in his release on that particular route. Felt we had the momentum, you know, fourth and one. I had a couple options there, and, you know, the ability to put Aaron in space, you know, I think that's definitely a strength of his. You know, I felt we had a good call, and it was a good call. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, 28 looked a lot better than 24. Correct. Yes. I think Jeremy has improved over the last, you know, probably 4 or 5 weeks, and that doesn't really answer your question about yesterday. He did not kick the ball well enough yesterday, but he is a young, developing punter, and you know, I like the way his work ethic, and I mean, he's our guy, so he's going to have to punt big down that stretch here, because we all know how important field position is in playoff football. Well, I think the coverage teams have really played very well, and I think a big part of it on the kickoff has been the way Mason's kicked the football. You know, just his ability to change it up with the different types of kicks, I think that's helped us tremendously. So, you know, we still spend the time every week on the fundamentals, both in special teams, offense and defense. So, and I think it's paying off.